Hey, what's up, everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com and doing another podcast here. Quick thing first with the BioSerum. Always get questions with that every once in a while about the BioSerum. The latest and greatest is that it's on order. That's what I got from the company that's helping me bring it into the United States, is that he's ordered it. And that wasn't too long ago. That was about 3 weeks ago. Okay? So, yeah, it's on its way. And the cool thing is, hopefully there's two different versions coming in of, technically, they're blood proteins, okay? So two different versions of blood protein coming in. So I'm working on it, okay? So, yeah, this podcast, I'm just going to knock out a bunch of Q&A that people ask me, their answer requests that I get and I answer. And I'm just going to run down them. And that's it, because we really don't have too much stuff going on right now as far as new product development. I do have something new actually coming out. I haven't launched it yet, but it's on the site. I'll keep it a mystery right now. It is on the site, and you could find it. It's new. It's coming out of Norway, so that's pretty cool. It's coming out of Norway, and it's available on the site, so you can check that out if you want. Other than that, I just have the BioSerum. I'm always working on cool stuff. The blueberry powder is a really big hit. Everybody seems to like that. It's incredible powder. So I'm working on other things from the company. And the thing that I'd like to get in is just like a kind of like a multivitamin, but it has your vitamin D, vitamin C, all that cool stuff. Okay. So yeah. So let's get into it. First question, what is the difference between whey protein and other protein powders when you just want unflavored high protein powder regardless of type and other protein powders? Well, I just said, well, it's the source. Lorraine asked this. It's the source of protein. You know, there's a huge difference between, you just can't go out and buy protein powder. You know, there's a huge difference between types of powder. Some, you can get protein from corn, you know, and it's just not even comparable to whey or Total Frag or something like that. So, yeah. What is the best tasting whey protein you've ever had? Native whey concentrate, I think. I think native whey concentrate, when it's straight up plain, I'm talking about. And this comes from Ahu. That's the person's name. So the best tasting would be the native whey concentrate, in my opinion. I just think it has the best flavor. Plain by itself just tastes very fresh. Tastes like fresh milk almost. Okay, so what else we have here? Just scrolling through. Randy X, why do you need so much protein per day? Well, I mean, Randy X, this, why do I struggle to get enough protein per day? Yeah, I mean, you know, protein bars are easy to do. Protein shakes are obviously the easiest. This is kind of strange. What is the most compact protein supplement you have seen, such as capsule, that can easily fit into a traveling backpack? Well, I would say protein bars. I mean, well, technically, no. I mean, I still have to go with protein powder. I mean, that's going to be the most compact for sure. After taking whey protein, why does it keep a sweet taste in my mouth for hours? What? That's easy. I mean, that's because of all the artificial sweeteners. And what this guy is probably experiencing is the acesulfame potassium. Acesulfame potassium does the same thing to me. It leaves a metallic taste in my mouth that for hours, you know. And that's because acesulfame potassium is not metabolized, but it's some gross stuff. Next question. What are the differences between casein-based protein powders and non-fat instant milk? Well, non-fat instant milk consists of whey and casein, whereas casein is just casein. Liam asks, what pre-workout supplement gives you the best pump? Well, in my opinion, today it's still beetroot, without a doubt. Inorganic beetroot, specifically Tectonic Red. If somebody can show me a powder with a higher nitrate content than Tectonic Red, go ahead. I dare you to, but until that day comes, Tectonic Red is it. Okay, next question from George. George asks, how much protein do you need on a steroid cycle? Yeah, well, I have a protein calculator on my site, but double. Essentially double. Whether you're taking steroids or SARMs, you need double the amount of protein. So if you take it normally, most people take 20, 30 grams of protein in a shot. I would do 60 grams for sure. Minimum 50 grams if I was on a steroid cycle or doing SARMs. It's just the research is out there that you need more protein when doing steroids and SARMs. So if you're going to do a steroid cycle, you got to get the most out of it. A, you're risking your health, so you don't want to mess it up or be cheap. They call it pound foolish, penny wise, or penny wise, pound foolish, you know? So you want to get the most out of your steroid cycle. So yeah, you got to take a lot of protein. Of course, you got to work out hard. Train every day if you're juicing. Train every day and take a lot of protein. That's how you get the most gains out of your SARMs and steroid use. John asks, how can protein supplements benefit whilst traveling? Well, if you need protein, like if you're taking steroids, like I just answered the question before that, you'll get your protein. In regards to workout supplements, what are SARMs? Oh, plenty of, they're not supplements, first of all, Chris, and they're drugs, and there's plenty of info on my site. So yeah, you gotta go to my site. Next question, are testosterone booster supplements legitimate and are they genuinely effective? Well, I would say yes and no. And here's the deal with testosterone supplements. Yes, if you take the LJ100, you take the LJ450, your testosterone level is going to be up. However, it's not going to be up to the point where it's going to work like a steroid, not a chance in hell. But it will raise your testosterone. Therefore, you want to combine something like LJ450 or LJ100 or even the Tribulus with Unleashed. And that's how to naturally use so-called testosterone supplements to hopefully grow some muscle. But they're on my experimental list. You know, you've talked to me in the past. I've mentioned numerous times that when you take supplements, you want to set it up as a pyramid. You know, your protein powders, your carbs, your veggies are at the bottom, your foundation supplements, your middle level is supplements that work, creatine, curcumin, Tectanic, Capsimax, and up above is your experimental stuff. So you don't buy testosterone boosters like LJ100 or 450 before creatine or before curcumin or before Tectanic Red. It just doesn't make sense. Okay. Elizabeth, she wanted to know, is it safe to buy whey protein from China? I just have to laugh at that. China, are you kidding me? I wouldn't buy drink water from China. No way. Here's a question. Is bovine serum albumin an essential part of every whey protein? Well, it's in there. It's naturally occurring, so I don't know what really he means by that. Another guy asks, do I need to take amino acids or BCA supplements if I'm already consuming the proper amount of whey protein? Absolutely not. Again, this is still, there's no point of using BCAAs in free form. I've said this 1,000 times. You don't want to use BCAAs supplements if you're taking whey protein. Whey protein is made up of 30% of BCAAs. There's absolutely no point of using it. Okay, next question. Let's see. Next question. Why does my protein powder suddenly taste so bitter? I don't know if he's referring to my stuff that he bought from me or somebody else. I have no idea. I mean, maybe if he bought a hydrolyzed protein, hydrolyzed proteins are super bitter. Here's a question. I really don't like to answer questions about other supplement companies, but this one is blankety blank animal pack worth it if I practice Pilates? definitely not. I mean, I back in the day, I remember being in college, swallowing huge horse pills before I knew anything. I just don't think those things are worth it. This is a good question right here. Ben asked me, Can I use milk? Is milk a good alternative to whey protein? I always said the poor man's post-workout is chocolate milk. So if you can't afford whey protein, yeah, drink milk. You're still getting slight amount of whey protein in there, and you're still getting protein. It's a good source of protein, yeah. So if you have the money, don't think whey protein, don't think milk, liquid milk is better than whey protein, because I just think it's not. All right, next question. Should you take whey protein and creatine on recovery days? Yes. Yes, because it's not, whey protein and creatine aren't stimulants. You're building muscle, you're tearing it down by lifting weights, and then you need to repair it. How do you repair it? By taking whey protein and food and whatever else you're eating that's good for you. And then creatine. Creatine is also not a stimulant, so you take creatine 3 to 5 grams every day. What is the best alternative to whey protein after workout? The best alternative to whey protein would be probably hydrolyzed protein. That's kind of a silly question. Okay, here's one from Kaiser. Which is better for skinny people, a mass gainer or whey protein? I'm going to say whey protein, because the mass gainers that are not mine, that most other companies sell, 99% of them are simply maltodextrin with whey protein. So, which essentially you're just paying for maltodextrin and dextrose, which are, it's just marked up. You're paying crazy markups on that stuff. So instead, do what I do, whey protein, honey, blueberries, bananas, and throw in your fat, flax oil. That's, the thing with mass gainers is most of them on the market that are being sold, they don't contain the fat. They don't contain the fat, because fats are 9 out of 10 times they're liquids. So yeah, how are you going to put a fat in a powder? And they're expensive. They go bad quickly. That's why, you don't see them in there. So instead, you just put your fats in there, your flax oil, sunflower oil, whatever else you want to put in there. All right, next question. What are some common misconceptions about whey protein? Oh, that you need BCAAs with it, first of all. People do that all the time. Which protein bars are the healthiest? I'm going to skip that one. Here's a question from Foster. I had a scoop of whey protein isolate, gold standard, after workout, but the next day my stomach is upset, feeling bloated, and bowel movements are affected now. What should I do? Well, if it's an isolate, if it's a true isolate, then it shouldn't have done that. Usually that's associated with lactose, with whey concentrate. So I don't know, maybe something screwy's going on, or maybe you mix it with milk. There's several reasons for that, but could be bad, not sure. But sometimes these companies selling whey isolate, they put in a whey concentrate, and then because it looks the same. And that's how you get ripped off. So, gotta be careful. Here's one. This is a good one. If you were to pick just one BCAAs, whey protein, and creatine for increased muscle mass, what would it be? It's a good question. Well, definitely take BCAAs out of there. So, whey protein and creatine for increased muscle mass. I would probably go with creatine, because I could just get my protein from wherever, but creatine you really can't. So I would choose creatine. Oh, here's a strange question from Aaron. If I mix whey protein with psyllium husk, does it replace casein? No, definitely not. Definitely not. That's a pretty funny question. Is soy or whey protein better? Oh, come on. I mean, God, if you're using soy protein, what year are you living in? 1992? That's crazy. Oh, this is a good one. From Harry, supposedly a gym rat. I hear most whey protein powder has heavy metals and fillers in it. Is that true? If so, what is a good brand? This kills me, because this was freaking the bullshit that Consumer Magazine or whatever started when they went out and they tested all these whey proteins and found heavy metals. It was the most bogus test I've ever seen. All the heavy metals were in the chocolate. They only tested liquid whey. They tested a couple of the powders. But like the vanilla didn't have any heavy metals. They didn't test any plain. It was mainly in the chocolate and in the liquid. So I mean, that was just a joke. And not only that, but there's more heavy metals in organic fruits and vegetables than there is in whey protein. So that was just, I don't know what the hell that was. Maybe some politician or somebody got mad at the protein industry, so they decided to just put out some crazy report. But that was just stupid. All right, what else? Is whey the quickest digestible protein? Well, hydrolyzed protein, hydrolyzed whey or whatever, is going to be the quickest. Why, another person, what's going on here? Why is my whey protein isolate giving me diarrhea? Maybe she bought the same protein, Luis. Maybe she bought the same protein as the other guy did. Yeah, it shouldn't, you know? So you're probably using a whey concentrate. You probably got duped. Christopher, how much protein is 110 or 100 grams of, how many, what? How much protein is in 110 or 100 grams of whey protein powder? Good question, because depending on the quality that you buy or flavored plain, whey protein have different percentages, all the way up to 98%. I've seen the BiPro, 98% potato protein. Well, potato protein I've seen at 98%, even though this customer just asked about whey. Yeah, it could be, you know, concentrate. I've seen it all the way down to 35%. So, yeah. Saw that question already. Let's see what else. I haven't answered questions for a while, so I got a shitload of them. Well, here's a good one. What's the best protein food? Best protein food. Man, I'm almost leaning towards egg. Whole egg is the best protein food. Or the milk, you know, milk still has your whey in it. You gotta go with egg. Egg or milk. Egg or milk's gotta be the best protein food. Here's a good next question from, does whey protein kill sex drive or testosterone levels? Guess this guy's concerned if he starts drinking whey, he's not gonna have a sex drive, or he started to take whey and his sex drive started to go down or something, so maybe he thinks it's the whey. Okay, well, let me go into, I have these categorized, so let me go into fat burners and start answering a couple questions about those.